Carissa Larry at the 92nd National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, reporting for FFA Today. I'm here with Miriam Alvarado, state reporter for California, at the first ever opening ceremony in Spanish. Could you just tell us what this means to you?
For me, it actually means quite a lot. I, at first, was kind of freaking out, but I was able to speak to a few people, and they were all kind of just telling me how much it meant to them. And knowing that just like a small gesture like that meant a lot to them kind of like allowed this experience to just be very like fulfilling in a way. Like you look at the crowd and you're like, wow, like there's someone in here that's really taking this to heart. So it's definitely good feelings.
Just tell us a little bit about your story and how the FFA all started for you in your life.
Yeah, so I'm actually not the first one in my family to be in FFA. My older sister, Cynthia, is 5 years older than me. And I remember when I was about 9 years old, she had her first swine and lamb project. And I walk in there and I'm like, what in the world are those things and how can I get one? So it was really awesome. And I was actually able to start showing as an independent. By the time I got into FFA, like I already knew those people at my school farm. And they became like a family atmosphere for me. I'm more from like an urban area. So like without this program, I wouldn't have those opportunities. So it's really nice to just like know that this family aspect happened. From there, I love the person I started becoming throughout the program. I would definitely describe myself a little bit more as a like self-centered person when I was in middle school. The world kind of revolved around myself. But within those like freshman and sophomore years, like I was completely turned over. By the time I hit junior year and senior year, like I just didn't really care too much about what was going on in my life. I was more ready to like jump into the lives of others and just help and assist in any way I can, or literally just be friends with someone, because initially like you learn so much from people. And I don't know, this entire organization for me has just been this experience of learning that I'm such a small part in this world, and the people around me are truthfully the people who are going to make a change, and we can make a change together.
And it seems to me that the FFA and your family is kind of a generational thing. So what advice would you give to those people following behind you and your family?
Yes, I'm actually the youngest, but I try to push all my cousins in. But the advice I give is literally just give it a shot. The great thing about this organization is that it literally, you might think it just fits the mold for a student, but it fits the molds of many. And whether you want to go in the agriculture industry or not, whether you're a public speaking kind of person or not, you have a chance to try that out. And these are different skills you're going to need when you go to colleges, or when you might go to the trade school, or maybe you're just going straight into the workforce. These skills will come in handy. So just knowing that the more chances you give yourself to kind of see what you'll like might even put you into a route of like maybe like an agricultural industry. Like for me, I thought I always wanted to be a vet growing up. Came into this organization, now I'm going to be an ag teacher. So things that you never thought you would experience, you experience. And it allows you a chance to kind of choose for yourself.
Miriam Alvarado at the State of California Reporter. This is the first ever opening ceremony once again in Spanish. We're here at the 92nd National FFA Convention. This is Carissa Lair reporting for FFA Today.